Classic Rock 103.3 WGLX. I'm Tanya Hayes, and on the line with me, I have who I would consider a classic rock legend.
Tanya, Uncle Ted calling.
Please welcome Ted Nugent. Ted, so good to have you here.
Well, Tanya, thank you very much. I'm like a Wisconsin rock and roll backstrap daddy, so I'm proud to join you.
Hey, good to have you on the line. How are you?
I'm doing so good, it's stupid.
Now, you have a lot going on right now. You've got the new album, which just came out on Friday. You're getting ready to go out on tour. Man, you sound so busy.
Yeah, this is called The American Dream. I'm a lucky guy, Tanya. I've got the best band in the world. We have so much fun, it's stupid. I got an incredible family, an incredible team. Have you ever seen my wife, Shemaine? Come on. Who needs more inspiration for killer grinding rock and roll than that? So, yeah, here it is, 2022, and the world is pretty stupid out there, a lot of treachery. But, you know, music cleanses the soul. I just wrapped up the greatest hunt season of my life. We're having a great turkey season right now, and the boys are rocking their asses off. So when I'm on the phone with Wisconsin, the Badger State Blood Brothers. So, yeah, I'm a life member of the Wisconsin Bow Hunters, so I celebrate. You know, Tanya, I started playing in Wisconsin with the Amboy Dukes in 1965, and
wow.
I've played almost every year since. How cool is that?
That is pretty amazing, actually. And now you've got the new album out, just came out on Friday. Tell me a little bit about the inspiration for Detroit Muscle.
Well, I was born in the Motor City back in 1948. In fact, if you listen to the lyrics on the song Born in the Motor City, it's by autobiographical. I was born in Detroit when it was worldly known as the arsenal of democracy. The work ethic, the neighborliness, the attitude, the spirit, that beautiful middle finger on fire was alive and well. Plus, I literally wallowed in the musical power of the Motown Funk Brothers. And when you were inspired to play guitar by Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley and the original electric guitar celebrants of Les Paul's new invention, it was just ubiquitous. It was inescapable to Detroit, and so many killer bands came from Detroit. Plus, Detroit Muscle isn't just about Detroit musical horsepower. It's also about Detroit American iron horsepower. I love horsepower. I have a bunch of Ford Broncos and some Dodge Challenger Red Eye Super Sport neck snappers that I really enjoy driving. I raced off-road professionally for about a dozen years with Parnelli Jones and Mickey Thompson. So when I call a song or a record Detroit Muscle, it really is the confluence of the incredible musical force from Detroit and the joy of Detroit Muscle horsepower. So I live both of those lives. I think you can hear it on the record.
And I was born and raised in Michigan myself, so I understand, you know, the power of the big three, all of that. So American muscle cars. Now, I've got a very controversial question for you I'm going to ask right now. You can only choose one all-time favorite Detroit muscle car.
Holy smoke. Well, okay, it would seem impossible because I love so many of them. But I missed out on the actual muscle car era back in the late 60s, early 70s, because I was buying vans and station wagons for the Amboy Dukes to be on the road 300 days a year. So I
call,
missed out on what back then was 400 horsepower was the holy grail of neck-snapping torque. So that was a great era, and those were great cars. But Tanya, right now in 2022, I'm looking out on my tarmac, Spirit Wild Ranch, and I have this most beautiful bronze Dodge Challenger Red Eye Super Sport with 840 horsepower. There is no question on earth that right now is the muscle car dream era. This car, and based on what's in the trunk of my Hellcat, it's actually a fighter jet. It actually qualifies
wow.
as a fighter jet. So I love my brand new Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye Wide Body Super Sport. It is a race car. Now, I'm a polite, conscientious, courtesy driver, but you better get the hell out of the left lane if you see me coming.
Fair. I actually kind of am that way, too, but don't tell anyone. So.
And I've had Corvettes and Mustangs, and I got buddies with Barracudas and with, you know, Chevy Hot Rods. But, boy, this, the new Mopars, it set a whole new level of sheer power and mostly drivability. Back in the muscle car 60s and 70s, you could get 450, 475 horse, but the drive line and the suspension wouldn't really get it to the ground for efficiency. Nowadays, these things are engineered. I mean, they're literally race cars, but I'm very, very careful and very polite.
So, Ted Nugent, very polite on the road, just so you know. We've now learned
that.
Yeah,
just so you know, I'm the sweetheart. I'm like Mother Teresa with a Glock. Everything's going to be okay.
Something like that. Hey, so let's play your new song, Born in the Motor City. Why don't you intro it for us? Tell us a little bit about it, and then we'll go ahead and play it.
Well, I was born in the Motor City back in 1948. My daddy said, get your gun, son, and don't you ever be late. So it was about freedom and a work ethic, and that's what Greg Smith and Jason Heartless, my unbelievable rhythm section, put into it. You can hear that Motown, that Mitch Ryder, the Detroit Wheel, MC5, Amboy Dukes, Grand Funk Railroad throttle in the way that Jason and Greg put their heart and soul into every song. And it's a fun song. It's old school rhythm and blues rock and roll, but it really celebrates the musical horsepower of my beloved Motor City.